You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. With your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV.
So you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is May 5th. Hey, it's Cinco de Mayo. That's like the extent of my Spanish. Cinco de Mayo.
Hooray, Mexico.
Earlier this week, I actually asked when is Cinco de Mayo, and my girlfriend was like, the 5th, Rob.
What?
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, is that what it means? Oh, it does make sense now that I think about it.
I'm sitting here celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Your own holiday, Ocho de Dumbass.
Ocho de Dumbass. celebrating with a IBC diet root beer. It's delicious.
You're a man's man.
Oh, yeah, totally.
What we don't know is that Brian is making millions off of product placement for beverages on the show. That's what he's drinking.
Actually, in the queue, I have a cheer wine in a glass bottle and a Mountain Dew Typhoon.
See?
I like Distorted better.
So. I did not like Distorted at all.
Yeah, it was kind of
It's kind of gross. Okay, so...
It tastes like a lime popsicle. I love that.
In today's show, Ender's embargo on talking about War for Cybertron has been lifted. So Ender played War for Cybertron, and we're going to talk about that.
Who wants to touch me?
I kind of do.
Billy, put your gloves on.
Can a guy crack a South Park joke? Come on.
Let's see here. We're going to announce our newest contest, the day show. I think people will really enjoy this. Here's a hint. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Sign up for Facebook and Twitter. That's it. It's the same rules, but what you can win is different. So go to tfradio.net. Join us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all there. You'll
Find
want
your privacy
to.
Away with Facebook.
Yeah. They don't let me make these announcements anymore because I promised all the I promised all the Facebook people would win and the Twitter people would not.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You are no longer allowed to comment.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess War for Cybertron is going to be the big topic for the show. So we'll go ahead and we can just jump on in. Rob.
Yo.
What do you think about Skybyte?
Man, that's pretty badass.
You want to know? You're eating. What are you eating?
Skybyte.
Mystery pizza.
Mystery pizza. Oh, government
mystery
pizza.
Pizza.
Government pizza.
Mystery
I
government.
I thought it was government
pizza.
Pizza.
We don't know which government.
We solved this mystery.
Yeah.
Skybyte's pretty rad, isn't he? I mean, it's, you know, the Energon Sharkcon mold, which is really good, unless you're just so hard on the fact that it doesn't look exactly like a shark. But
like XV.
You know, does anyone really expect anything other than that mold?
I wanted something other than that mold.
I like that mold.
Yeah, I still haven't watched R.I.D., so Skybyte
is the best Transformer ever.
Skybyte's the greatest shark around.
Yes.
That's
Skybyte is the reason to watch Robots in Disguise.
That doesn't sound like a strong sales pitch to me. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. That's because you haven't seen Skybyte.
I'm just making the point.
If you're the greatest, is there a highlight reel somewhere of him? Because that'd be good enough.
There should be.
I now have the capability to watch R.I.D. I just need to get around to doing it.
I should make a Skybyte highlight reel.
It's probably the most weeboo series of Transformers ever, and that includes the Japanese-only series.
I bought them all from the same person, so we'll see how that turns out.
Here's your vid-chan, thanks.
Yeah, totally want Skybyte. So this is
I'm the shark consultant from Cybertron. That's all I can think of now.
Awesome.
That's pretty good. You got to admit that. That's awesome. The set's looking really good, but my interest in actually paying for it's dwindling. I don't know. Don't know why that is.
What? That's weird.
I want it, but it's like, man, I've spent a lot of money on podcasting stuff. Maybe I shouldn't buy toys.
Would you buy a gold microphone or something?
No, I'm probably going to get the Heil PL40 soon, though. Upgrade to that. And that's like that's like $180.
Oh, DevCon in the chat has posted a BotCon Skybyte haiku.
Oh. BotCon Skybyte rules. His presence in the set is great. Buy a set or five.
Aha.
Nice.
We need to get Peter Stellis on the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah. If he'll answer our calls.
He's still alive. He's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, doing a bit parts all over the country.
Rob, work on that
just for anything.
Well, yeah, get him on
I
the
think
phone.
His most steady one was that NBC drama series that came on like right after Red went off, and that was a whole season of steady work. After that, it's back to bit parts and small roles. But it's a
what show was that?
Shit,
probably a Law and Order.
Dinner theater spells.
It was like a 50s drama, like teenagers in the 50s, and they were going on a dance show. And he yeah.
You know, in my mind, in my mind, Equalizer is like a 50s drama, so.
Yes. You know what's the best 50s drama ever? Battlestar Galactica.
Yes, agreed.
The newer one on Sci-Fi, though, not the original. The original one was like a much better show.
Yeah. Actually, never mind. I'm a bad nerd.
Hold yourself back.
Yeah, yeah.
Game beat!
It's not the show. It's not the short. It's not the show. Okay, okay, yeah, I'm looking through. XV, as always, writes the show notes, so he's really the man in control on the show. He mentioned War for Cybertron.
I have the power.
You do. We'll get into that later.
Only Jesus has the power.
We're off to see the wizard.
Power Core Combiner, Rally Bots, and Destructicon pictures at Entertainment Earth.
Oh.
Yes.
Yay.
You didn't hot link them? Oh, weak. I got, like,
cutting and pasting. Come on.
God, I want those.
I've been copying and pasting.
Okay. I'm so offended I'm going to comment on them without looking at them.
Yes. I like the rally. Yes.
I like the fact that Mudslinger is used again. Those are badass.
I haven't
crap except the red one.
No, I haven't won yeah, exactly. I haven't I haven't wanted a Transformer so bad since I saw pictures of animated. And of course, yeah, I mean and you know, it's yeah, and animated was a fluke because I'd had a couple of years just not caring. So,
animated was pure joy.
Yeah, unadulterated joy. You just can't get. I love animated. My God, these look awesome, though.
Yeah,
I really like the way the rally bot.
The rally bot, it reminds me almost of kind of like the limbs anyway, kind of like Puzzler, especially the left arm. The
really go body.
It is, yeah.
Just the go body is really turning me off.
Just no really inappropriate crotch section.
This is totally going to get recolored later as Menasor, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Universe yes, Menasor? Or whatever, course, whatever this new universe series is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Just what I need, a dead end who turns into a fork.
Awesome.
Now, is there an Optimus and Megatron with this series?
We don't know yet. I think it's the movie continuity, right?
It's the Transformers main line. They're segueing in. I think they're not already doing it. Segueing this Revenge of the Fallen into Transformers. Oh, yeah.
Just Transformers.
Just Transformers. Same font.
Which I think is a really good move. Honestly,
yeah, it's smart.
Especially with all the vendors being stupid about, like, no, we only want Revenge of the Fallen stuff.
No, there is no Revenge of the Fallen stuff.
Well, I mean, it looks like it. I mean, you know, just first glance, like, oh, it is.
You just have one straight Transformers brand where you're just like, here. And then you put whatever you want in the box, the retailers can cope.
Yeah, I mean, they've already been doing that. It's just, you know, now.
I'd like to get the, you know, more classics out or more, you know, the rest of the animated figures out. They don't have to, like, justify an animated brand. Shelf space. It's just like, here's your deluxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wasn't Smolder in, what's the web series called? Cyber Missions?
Dude, I haven't watched anything since the first episode.
I've been watching it, but they showed like three in Canada ahead of time, and now they're slowly trickling them out where you can watch them here.
How do they show stuff on the internet first in another country?
They like put it on Canadian sites.
The same way they keep from watching stuff on Comedy Central's website out of the United States.
Oh, okay.
You know, they can restrict it by your GeoIP.
Uh-huh. Got you.
Mm.
I just want to see Robot Axe Cop in action.
Robot Axe Cop. Awesome. Okay, let's see here.
Eventually that comic will segue into Ass Cop.
Ask.
I will.
That might take
that's a different show.
Let's see here. Pre-order reveals new toys: War for Cybertron, Soundwave, Generations Red Alert, and Banzaitron, who is a recolored Bludgeon.
Oh,
you love
I want
that
Skeletor?
Yeah,
I want a was a little crab to go with my Banzaitron.
So, okay. Backstory: Banzaitron was a BotCon exclusive.
Most important, an action master at one time.
Yeah.
Was he one of the UK?
Banzaitron was originally an action
was
master.
Was he one of the UK? Was he one of the European
pretty
exclusives?
Awesome one.
Like Omega Supreme?
No.
No.
He was American.
Well, I feel stupid.
Yeah, he's like Croc. Okay. Unless you had him, you didn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kinda then again, Croc was in the comics, so, you know, there goes that analogy out the window.
Yeah, Croc was like Bludgeon's second in command or something.
And he played soccer.
Croc was important.
Yeah, he played soccer.
Yeah.
For like two
weeks. He's like a vice president.
Yeah.
It's Bludgeon looked over. What do you think, Croc?
Croc got to sit at the table with all the big guys at the faction conference.
Yes,
you know,
solo cup full of punch.
You know, I'm sitting
like
here.
Grimlock and Prowl.
I'm
so
sitting
he's equally important to Prowl.
I'm sitting here thinking, what real life like fact that I've needed pushed that out of my brain? It's probably Microsoft Access 2003.
Is that a good or bad thing?
I don't know.
That's probably
made me forget.
I probably embedded a YouTube video and forgot it because that's how it works with me. It's like, what's that Micromaster's name? Dude, I don't know anymore.
But yeah,
the MicroMasters had names.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, unfortunately, there's not any pictures for Red Alert or War for Cybertron Soundwave's toy yet. But Entertainment Earth does have a picture of Banzaitron up.
Yeah,
Soundwave was so cool in the game.
We'll
get there in a minute, Ender. Hold your horses.
So,
well, you bring it. It's the topic.
Right
there.
So the
I know. I was just mentioning that it was for the character was cool to go with the toy.
So
I'm not trying to segue or anything. I'm just mentioning it.
So we've had what now? Two Hall of Fame characters revealed. Was that
three.
This past one? Three. Who's the third?
Jazz.
Okay.
Jazz?
So. It's Soundwave, Jazz, and who's the Soundwave?
Grimlock.
Okay.
Big shockers.
There's some interesting bio stuff in there, isn't there? Like the tape guys are mini-cons now, and Jazz is a ninja.
Oh, so they're tying G1 to.
Remember, it's all one continuity again. So, what do you mean? That was Jazz. This is Jazz. That was Jazz. It's Jazz.
One continuity. Where is this new singular universe located at? I mean, how did this come up?
It's between the ears of some Hasbro executive who's recently been hired who doesn't understand anything about the Transformers.
There you go. That's probably the answer.
So does this new unified Jazz also have a Uncle Phil to toss him out of the house?
God, I hope so. Well, that'd be a movie 3 Silverbolt, right?
Yeah. Okay, so they need to inexplicably revive Jazz for that and have that happen.
That would be pretty
Get
awesome.
Get on it, Hasbro people.
Okay.
All he does is flow a mud flap out of the thing. I'm going to be pissed. Yo, Silverbolt!
Actually, I'd take that. That would work well enough.
Yo, you fat. Bye. I could watch it all day. That is part three. Oh, there
was that was funnier than they were in the movie.
That's true. So,
okay, so Transformers 3 needs to be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, except all done with Transformers.
Oh, God. You know, this reminds me. Kim is now super excited about Transformers 3 because Patrick frickin' Dempsey's in it.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he's in it.
Yeah.
Bring him
yeah.
to Trask.
Yep.
Now I always get confused. Which one's McDreamy and which one's McSteamy?
I just say they're one like McSkeezy.
The one that was in Kate
Sounds like a jealous husband.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
God.
The last thing I saw Patrick Dempsey in was, Can't Buy Me Love? Or the one where he was the male prostitute, the teenager selling pizzas, and all the women were like having him entertain them.
Or Loverboy?
Loverboy, yeah.
God.
It's like,
Pizza Boy would be better.
God, my movie tastes are great. I like Patrick Dempsey. What's he been in? I don't know. Nothing since the 80s. Oh, what, really? Oh, yeah, Scream 3. Yeah,
Scream 3. I'm all for Patrick Dempsey. I got no problem with that. I hardly take this as news. And they're like, no, he's something significant to the plot. It's like, yeah, the way these plots have been, he probably is still a pizza guy having sex with the customers.
Yeah, but he'll be an offensive Italian stereotype.
Really important to the plot, right. No, his scooter will transform into an Italian stereotype. That's what it is.
Hey, just want to give everyone a heads up. If you're listening live, go to tfradio.
Luigitron!
Luigitron. It's a Luigi, me. Look at me. Not paying attention to Mario. Go to tfradio.net/live. Join the chat. Here in a few minutes, we'll be talking about War for Cybertron, and we want to get your questions, so get those in. tfradio.net/live. Sorry. Go ahead.
What?
No, never mind. Okay, so...
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, JD, what's going on this week in history?
This week in history? Other than Cinco de Mayo? No. So...
There is nothing else.
The Transformers crushed Santa Ana.
Yes.
And we'll remember it by drinking Corona.
Yes. So...
the Alamo turned into Triptychon and...
Exciting.
No, Vive Cuervo.
May 6th and 7th, 1999, saw the end of the Beast Wars, Nemesis Part 1 and 2 premiere.
What a sad day.
No. Yes.
And it's been mostly downhill ever since.
Mostly,
And a little,
The occasional cliff.
Yeah.
Except for the rushed ending. I mean, Nemesis Part 2 was great.
Yeah. That's good stuff. It's all good
stuff. I was still watching it on Fox Kids, like, for a year straight afterwards, still watching it, like, ooh, great, you know, so.
Watching it, you know, sobbing.
I love those shows. Those are good. In fact, screw you guys. Right. I'm going to go watch those now.
That works. Oh, wait, we don't have a show.
Where do you think we could pre-order War for Cybertron toys?
That's a good question. Why don't we ask our friends at Big Bad Toy Store? Go to tfradio.net/bbts.
I love it.
I'm jacked up on caffeine, people.
Decaf, Brian.
Decaf. Sorry.
Ugh. Metal.
But yeah, check them out at tfradio.net/bbts. Hasbro Transformers 2010, Wave 0, 2, and 0, 3. That's 2 and 3 for the layman. Another 25-plus new Transformers have just been announced. They have images for a few of them. Expect Hasbro to release images for the rest in the next day or two. Take a look at all the new pre-orders. Series 2 of the New Generations Deluxe line is listed as a set of four, including one of the Cybertron versions of Bumblebee, Optimus Prime, and Megatron, along with Dark Mount. And it's priced at $51.99. Series 3 is listed as a set of...
That's Strax. Yeah, okay.
That's hey. Dark Mount is the name they have.
Yeah.
We got to make do with it.
Yeah,
no, but to sell it, we say Straxus.
Yeah, it's Straxus, people. Buy Straxus.
People are going to buy it because it's Straxus. They just can't call
people
it that.
People who care about Straxus know that Dark Mount is Straxus.
Of course. Series 3 is listed as a set of 4 and a case of 8, including Cybertron and Megatron. Dark Mount again. Cybertron Soundwave and Red Alert listed at $54 or $53.99. The case has additional Cybertron Soundwave and Red Alert figures, as well as Autobot Drift and Cybertron Bumblebee listed at $99.99. So, yeah, check out BBTS. They've got lots of stuff up. Lots and lots of Transformers pre-orders. I can't go into it all, but you can. Just go to tfradio.net/BBTS. And I'll scream BBTS for you. Because we love Big Bad Toy Store. God, I love caffeine.
Yeah.
Got to drink more caffeine. Hold on.
Whoa.
Jacked up, dude.
Are we eating the bottle, too?
I'm eating the bottle.
Yeah. All right, quick show notes. Never make that noise again.
Hey, Randy.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, when you
want your toys.
Ryan is very enthusiastic about his caffeine consumption.
I do love caffeine.
Yeah.
I'm going on my
second job.
Toy store.
So,
the noise that I was worried about was Brian getting intimate with the bottle of cheer wine.
I wasn't deep throating the cheer wine, though I would, because cheer wine's delicious.
Cheer wine.
Well, not after you. Never mind.
Sorry. So I want.
I'm telling you guys, Cheerwine is sending him a check every week, and we're like totally missing out.
Probably.
Sorry. Devcon says now he needs brain bleach. That's fantastic.
Sorry.
Okay. Want to mention our new contest. Just like before, to win, it's easy. Just be a fan on Facebook and or Twitter. It's not hard. Go to tfradio.net/. Actually, you don't have to do slash. Just go to tfradio.net, and on the front page, you'll see our Twitter link and our Facebook. Just sign up because you could win. Our first prize is a $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, $50 Big Bad. That's 50 American dollars. One it's not worth as much as the rest of the world.
Important distinction.
Yes. $50 American. Second prize is a $25 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate. And
also American dollars.
Also American dollars. Third prize is also awesome. Transformers Animated RC. Three.
You forgot to mention the grand prize. The big grand prize.
Rob, what is the big grand prize?
You get to take Billy home.
Oh. Get your own Billy.
I don't think
after
we can.
After a background check.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't really think I can fulfill that, but
I'm sure he's already packed. I'm ready.
But yeah, so our prizes are $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate, $25 certificate, and Animated RC. So all you have to do, join us on Facebook. It's easy.
Come on.
DevCon says, get ready to move to Canada, Bill. That's so awesome. So, again, go to tfradio.net and sign up. It's not hard. Just do it. We will actually announce those winners on our big live show at the end of the month, which for May is May 26th. Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's Eastern Daylight Time now. Yeah, Eastern Daylight Time. So, Rob,
be there.
Rob just like evoked Nickster's name. You don't mention Nickster in our chat room, Rob.
Oh yeah,
I think there are laws against that.
Probably are, but Billy, guess where you're going.
Okay, but again, $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate, American dollars, $25 second prize, and RC. So, go ahead. TFRadio.net, join Facebook, join Twitter. You know you want to. Let's go ahead, take a break, come back, and we will talk about War for Cybertron.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the official podcast of TFormers.com.
So we're back. I am coming down from a caffeine high. I apologize for that. You know, actually, the ironic thing is I don't think there's any caffeine in what I'm drinking right now. So it was a magic.
That's still a delicious cheer wine, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bit of caffeine in it. It's not like highly caffeinated. Before this, I had a root beer.
I'm drinking Monster, and I'm not getting any more awake.
I am having a beautiful cherry RC right now.
Delicious.
And it's quite delicious.
That sounds good.
I'm usually at work two-fisting like a coffee and a Monster or a something.
Or so. Billy.
Oh, man.
Rob! You can't say that.
That was pretty awesome, though, Rob.
That's our Rob.
I just have one thing I really need to say, totally seriously, guys. Who's Billy again?
Billy's our number one fan, dude.
Billy's our Cub podcaster, who I don't know if that we're going to get on the show this
Cub
week. But
podcaster.
He's a Cub podcaster. He's like Jimmy Olsen. Wow. He's RFC's Jimmy Olsen.
He's a podcaster.
Like junior podcaster.
Okay, so. I spent too much time around like shows and musicals to not think of that in the wrong way.
Billy, wave hi to everybody.
Very Greek of you, JD. Okay, so Ender. God, this is a train wreck. So Ender played War for Cybertron. He actually played the game. So Ender.
With my own little thumbs.
With all 10 of your thumbs.
Yeah.
Did you get to play it on a good system that you prefer or a crap system?
Yes, I did in fact get to play it on.
You got to play the Wii version, right?
Atari 7800.
There is no such thing as War for Cybertron for the Wii, technically.
I know, it's what?
Cybertron Adventures. Did you play it?
Family Adventures.
Bumblebee's Mini Kart Racing.
Yeah, Bumblebee's Bowling.
God, that sounds
Bumble
awesome.
Bowling. That's good.
I know, doesn't it? I hope that's what it is. I would so go for that.
It'd be a crossover with Bakugan.
Transformers Bowling Tournament. Can't you just see, like, you know, Prime and Megatron giving each other the eye over across a couple of lanes, some beers and some nachos in bowling shirts.
Man, I would pay for Prime and Megatron in bowling
shirts. Yeah. Funny enough, I think I have a bowling shirt with Optimus Prime on it, but, you know, I digress.
Not the same thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
So, yeah, I can no longer be told to shut up because I haven't played it yet. I have played it. It's good.
Fishing with Grimmel.
What? Oh, yeah. Fishing.
So, go ahead. So, you're going to ask a real question, JD.
What is it?
Yeah, I mean, like, it is a nice, you know, well-made third-person shooter.
Which makes really, it probably, I mean, the best Transformers game ever.
That's the thing to remember. Like, it is just a third-person shooter. It's not going to change your life. But it is well-made. It is a very good third-person shooter. So if you enjoy third-person shooters, you will enjoy the game.
Well, I mean, is it like a single player squad, like we mentioned? Or
It's squad. You're always going to have three characters. And the deal is with the multiplayer that it's like online, and anyone during play, if like you go online and you see a friend is playing, you can just drop into their game if they want.
Oh, I want that.
And you just keep playing, and if like, okay, I'm done now, you pull back out and they can just keep playing like nothing happened. So it's just drop in, drop out.
I'm married, so sorry. Never mind. Nothing. Yeah. I take it back. Caffeine poisoning. I'm sorry.
You got that sugar teeth thing going on yet?
Live on the air.
Explode. You're going to combust.
We're like, Brian? Hey, Brian.
Guys, Brian, I just thought of...
Turn the recording off. Brian?
Guys, I just thought of the perfect WiiWare spinoff for War for Cybertron. Autobot City Ransom.
I would play that.
Yes.
Chess with Soundwave, that would be good too. So it's a third person shooter. I'm really superficial. How are the graphics?
The graphics are beautiful. In fact, I'd say in a lot of ways the highlight of this game is how good it looks and how great the designs are. I said in my review, you could have dropped a Smurf on that screen as my playable character, and I would have known I was on Cybertron.
That'd be
pretty
awesome.
It just looks like Cybertron. You can tell. How I mean, much, like, any fan will know where they are.
How much time did you get to spend playing it?
Well, I got to play.
So, Ender, Barricade 64 from the chat room wants to know which characters did you get to play as?
Well, I got to play as a few in multiplayer, but they're not like the specific characters. Like, I was just playing the classes. And then I played in game. I played Prime, Bumblebee, and Ratchet. And I got to see more characters in that, like, in the context of the game. But what they did was they'd picked two sections of levels that we got to run through a few times as different characters. And they were both in the Autobot campaign.
So how did the character... I mean, what were the differences in play between the characters that you noticed?
Bumblebee's a scout, and... I mean, the weapons they come with are different. Their transformation, what their vehicle modes handle
just
very
like
differently.
The performance while you're playing.
It was harder to kill things.
Alive, things like that.
Well, Ratchet, is a little more healing based, so he wasn't as powerful as Prime. I didn't play any of the tank characters in the game proper, but they seemed like they were, they were definitely, they call them Soldier. That's what that class is. And there's a definite difference between all. I mean, the leaders and the soldiers are who you're going to be kicking the most ass as. And the scientists and scouts are going to be a little more strategic. Like, for instance, Bumblebee comes with either like a rifle or a sniper rifle kind of thing. So you're going to be pulling back more with him and standing back and shooting people as opposed to the soldiers, we are just going to run up blasting and then melee somebody to death.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. No, I that's, in the brief playtime I had, I was definitely having more fun, barreling through. I wasn't feeling too strategic. I didn't have, 2 hours to, sit there and, go find a nice spot and pop people off of the cliffs. But, it was
awesome.
Everything that could have been done.
Right. No, that actually sounds really encouraging to me, because sometimes I do like to just go sit somewhere and, you know, sneak around sniping.
Oh, yeah, and you could totally do that as a scout. And I think there'll be more opportunity even to do that with flying characters. That was the one thing I didn't get to do much of, was the flying. And it was a little shoehorned into some of the multiplayer versus levels. So I'd like to see a level that's actually designed for flyers. Because what it is, when you transform, everyone goes into like a hover mode, both the cars and the jets. And the hover mode has basically the same controls as your robot mode. And then you pull a trigger, and then either your jets fire or your wheels hit the ground, and then you're a more traditional vehicle, and those kind of controls kick in. But you don't automatically, like, it's not like you transform and you start barreling forward. Like in a lot of, you're still combat ready in that moment until you can orient yourself and stuff. It makes transformation much more natural. Like, I found myself transforming for more varied reasons, even in those short periods, than just like, oh, there's a stretch ahead of me, I should, be moving faster, or I want to run into somebody. There was, actual reasons to transform.
So legitimate thought was put into gameplay instead of...
Yeah, well, that's really kind of what I got out of the trip, was how much they really put an effort into making everything make sense. I mean, this started out as a game. This is this is definitely the first time we've ever gotten something Transformers that was built to be a game. I think only like Star Wars is probably the only franchise where like somebody, wasn't really pulling from the other media and just sat down and went, I'm going to make a game out of this franchise. Not having to like shoehorn cast in or, have some like, brief story arc that you have to put in a bunch of fill, and repetitive levels to make up for the 20 hours you have to add to the 2-hour plot of the show. So everything made sense. Everything was there for a reason. Anytime I had a question about something, they had an answer that was about making the game better. Design-wise, if you look at the jets, their wings are not in the traditional configuration. They kind of tilt back more because you couldn't see properly from behind. Oh. If they were, why are Warpath and Brawl A-listers in this game? Because they needed tanks. They wanted a tank, type of character. So they pulled some of those out of the lore.
Do you have the option with all of the characters to switch between ranged and melee, or is that dependent on your choice when you're setting up your character?
Your melee is actually on the right analog stick, I believe, on the R3. Now, okay. I'm a heavy sticker, so I was a little put off by your transformations on the left. I think that's right. On the left three. So if there's a way you can remap the controller so it's not that way, because I'm somebody like I'm always jamming on the sticks, so I was accidentally transforming a bunch. But the thought is, and I think it's, again, this is a valid theory, that if you can use that for your melee and that and the other one for your transformation, and the transformation's a toggle, you don't have to like hold it down or anything. You don't have to let go of either your controls or any of your weapons. So you can be shooting and moving and transforming or swinging without letting go and moving your thumb off of something.
Otherwise, sounds really logical, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not doing what I was doing, which was like, I'm gonna run forward, like oh damn, I'm a truck now, I meant to punch you in the face, but I have no arms,
Yeah, I know you said you didn't get to do the flying much, but I mean, my concern in a game like this is, of course, it's always balance.
Oh my god, the time they put into balance is crazy. They were telling us what they do there every day for an hour. The whole place stops working and goes and plays the multiplayer.
Okay. So,
balance. That's all been to tweak the balance, nothing to make you want to make sure the game's working like right to make you forced to play it every day.
Well, yeah. And so, I mean, because my immediate concern would be flying, that's going to be pretty overpowered.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to be... It reminded me of like Battlefront, where it's like, wow, a flying vehicle, but it's, you know, it's not like the advantage it would be in real life. It's kind of slow and it's balanced in, and you know, if you're not careful, you'll get nailed as quick as anybody else. I mean, I didn't particularly notice when I was playing the multiplayer that like the jets were zooming overhead and I couldn't, you know, get a shot in at them. You know, you could reasonably kill anyone as anyone pretty easily.
How would you compare it to Battletoads?
I would say it's a little better than Battletoads given the time frame.
What about Battletoads versus Double Dragon?
Nothing's better than Battletoads versus Double Dragon.
Okay, good.
Trick question.
Andrew, have you played the PS2 Armada game, right?
Yes.
You know, that's generally regarded as probably the best Transformers game made so far. How do you
Not
think
anymore.
That you pair... Okay, that's pretty much my question. There.
Yeah, no, this is much better. This is much better. It will be definitely an easier thing to get into. It's not going to have a lot of gimmicky stuff to do. It's a much more straightforward game. And the deal is, too, the setting and the story are kind of things that, as fans, certainly we've wanted for a long time. And I think they're really going to shine out.
I think Tony... I promised Tony that I could get him on to talk about War for Cybertron. He's been, like, chomping at the bit. He wanted to come on last week but couldn't. I'm going to magically, by the way of radio, bring Tony on to ask some questions about War for Cybertron.
The magic of the Cybernet Space Cube.
Yes.
Right. You're echoing us back again. Brian.
Okay, I'm gone. Hey, Tony.
Honestly, one of the coolest things about the trip... was getting to talk to the guys who made the game, because they're, like, so into it. Like, there would have been, like, no slouching research-wise here. Like, they were talking about G1 episodes to each other while we weren't looking. They were, you know... And they were as excited to hear what fans thought of the game as, like, we were to talk to them. They clearly, you know, they really thought they'd done something cool and wanted someone who could appreciate the little things they did to notice. And there was a lot to notice. I mean, these characters have been put together in such a way that it really distills, you know, the coolest parts about them. It really keeps the best parts of the franchise whole, and does it in ways that we haven't really seen before. Like even the team thing, the having the three characters in, that was done because they decided that it was a real theme of the Transformers, and they're right. It's always been kind of a team-based thing. There's always a few of them doing something, even the whole concept of Autobots and Decepticons. And it really gives them a lot more leverage for, like, storytelling and characterization to have a few characters standing around there doing stuff together rather than just have you, you know, maybe talking to somebody on the radio. It makes it – I mean, what's better than, you know, Megatron and Starscream having to run around together? And we're going to get to see things like Megatron and Starscream meeting and stuff like that in this game. It's really cool.
Is there a sequence in the game where all the Autobots are gathered around inside their base and are watching a soap opera?
Yes, it's called The Sun Also Sucks.
did the crew, were they talking about that episode where Megatron totally married Nightbird and Devcon was like really badass?
And the Protectobots were there to save the day.
Yeah.
With any luck, they haven't seen those episodes.
Hey, Tony, you've been wanting to talk about War for Cybertron for the last couple weeks. Andrew got to play it. Got any questions for him?
Yes. Is it awesome, most importantly?
Yes.
It is awesome.
It's awesome. You can stop worrying now. It's awesome.
Oh, thank God.
Again, now, I got to qualify. You know, it is a good third-person shooter. It is never going to be anything more than that. Anything else you get out of it will be from your enjoyment of Transformers. Other than that, it is a good, solid third-person shooter. It is not going to revolutionize gaming. It is going to be a really good game.
So what's the multiplayer aspect about it? Is it all like what I thought it was, or is it going to be...
Well, there's a ton
different?
Of co-op. There's a ton of co-op. The whole thing is built so you can have three-player co-op online at any time. And then there's, you know, the more traditional kinds of versus... modes, you know, and team versus modes is what I got to play there. We played just like a team deathmatch, and then sort of base capture thing. And the other, well, the other aspect of the multiplayer is technically when you're playing multiplayer, you're not specifically playing any character. What you do is you, there's the classes of character, and then there'll be a couple of branches of that class, and there'll be a couple of molds of that class that behave slightly differently, and you'll customize their weapons and special abilities and their coloration and a few other things. So you really kind of build your own character to go in. Now, the one thing you can't do is have a, you can't play a Decepticon as an Autobot.
Damn it.
Damn it.
But again, the reason for that was when they said when they did it that way, it was just like utter confusion. You were just always shooting your own people constantly. Because they, you know, it's like, you're like playing the Autobots. You're like, oh, hey, Prime. Like, oh, damn it. Wrong Prime, you know. So,
so. You can't have like a Prime problem situation where you have to think it out glass. Through a race.
There's no shattered glass going on, no.
It could, it could be like that episode of Batman Brave the Bold.
You can't make Prime purple.
You have like funny Prime.
Yeah.
I'm funny Prime. You be serious Prime. Which one Prime? Which Prime are you? Giggly.
Okay then. So.
Well, I think you pretty much answered all my questions for today.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just awesome. It's gonna be great.
Good. Well, I was so worried.
And the designs are amazing. I saw so many designs. They had them plastered all over the walls. All sorts of stuff they'd made. Why this isn't the actual line we're getting from Hasbro as opposed to a few one-offs is completely beyond me.
I mean, they have enough. They have enough characters to actually, you know, fill a whole line of toys.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think what it is, I think they've just sort of released a few kind of like images of, say, Optimus Prime and Bumblebee in case the game's crap, and then when the game is actually very good, then they'll start bringing out more.
God, I hope so.
Except the lead time to develop the toys is so much that by the time they would make more of these toys, the game will not be new anymore.
Well, then hopefully the sequel will be coming out.
That's true.
Yes.
There you go.
That's what I'm hoping for. I did not see Ravage, to answer the question in the chat. I did see Laserbeak.
Cool.
I did see Soundwave make Energon cubes out of his chest.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, now we have a very important question that's just come into the chat room from Hebert Prime. Can you hit Megatron with a car?
Yes. You can hit Megatron with about 7 varieties of cars. That's one of the big themes of the game.
I've got a question.
You turn into cars, and you run into Megatron.
There's no stupid missions where you've got to destroy 10 cars in 5 minutes.
It doesn't seem to be that kind of game, but I only played a couple snippets of levels. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, for all I know, just outside of where I was playing, level design could collapse into like complete mediocrity and we'll all be feeling stupid in 10 minutes. But that's not what I saw. And that doesn't seem to be where they were going. It seemed to be combat-based levels. You were engaged in combat.
Is there any bosses where you gotta throw trees at until you can finally shoot them?
I don't think so. I think there are levels where the bosses throw buildings at you.
Yeah. Explain that to me from the first movie game. Okay, his shields can repel my lasers, missiles, and this, but the tree is okay.
Yeah, I think the first movie game may actually be, in some ways, the lowest point of Transformer gaming, just because it has no excuse of technology.
No, Rob, it makes perfect sense. You know, they're mechanical. Their shields are not designed to process, like, organic stuff. So if you throw a tree at them, it doesn't even know anything's there.
Fair enough. Yeah. But what about throwing a Taurus? That worked, too.
The what?
You throw a Ford Taurus at it, and it hit it, too. So.
That's a Ford.
Right.
No, man.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. I just, you know, I gotta give the guys who made this game credit. They just really seem to be very into it and into making a good game. They had, you know, lots of people. There were lots of Transformers on people's desks, and not like one or two, but like tons. And, you know, according to them, most of them were there before they got the job to do the Transformers. And it was like these guys' idea to push this game's theme forward. This didn't come from anywhere else. They, like, they went to Hasbro with a redesign of Bumblebee and some stuff, and were like, this is the game we want to make. And cool. So this is High Moon's baby. So it looks just fantastic. They seem really into it. And, you know, they may not – I don't think like it was like a bunch of like Uber fans like us sitting around or anything. But I think everyone I talked to there had some previous, you know, fan knowledge of the Transformers, like liked the Transformers when they were kids and, you know, had ideas about what they wanted to see in a game. I think it's definitely very based off of the show. I mean, in terms of where it comes from, it's, you know, and it's evolved out of that. It's not, you know – it's not like a G1 cartoon show, but I mean, it's evolved out of those ideas. You know, you're going to see an evolution of that version of Starscream and Megatron's relationship, and you're going to see that version of Soundwave.
It's more like the story as people remember it.
Yes, yes. I said that several times while I was there. That's something I kept
thinking. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to smash Autobots. It's going to be fun.
Well, the director of the game sympathizes with you. He said he's a big Decepticon fan, so you should have plenty of fun doing that.
You know, Tony, what's your accent? When you just said that, it sounded so sophisticated and it had no right to. I can't wait to smash it.
I'll say it again. You can use it as a an intro for the show. I can't wait to smash Autobots.
Awesome.
Can you say Rhinox farted?
Can you say what?
Rhinox farted.
Rhinox farted.
Excellent. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Well, you know.
Can you say Rhinox hit Megatron with a lorry?
I don't say lorry, I say truck.
Yeah, I wouldn't say lorry either. I was engaging in the being easily amused.
This is coming down to us asking Marcus Finn to say crikey all the time now.
See, I'm over the accent thing because I've done all those Moonbase 2 podcasts, so I just don't even hear it anymore.
Oh, yeah, it just sounded so sophisticated. I was like, but it was such a dorky thing to say, but he sounded like a scholar saying it.
He could be a scholar saying it.
True, true.
Well, I'm quite far from being a scholar, so, you know.
It sounds
never works.
Okay, cool. So any,
now that we've offended everyone in Great Britain,
right? So any other questions?
To be honest, we've got quite thick. I can't speak. We've got quite thick skin in the UK, so don't worry about it.
Any other questions, Tony?
Yeah, we'll sue you for stepping on our shoes.
Oh, well,
what we're not wearing.
Well, to be honest, Ender's quite told me everything I needed to hear, so you know, I had a bunch of questions and just went, oh well, don't need to ask them no more.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm good for that.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Anything else? Anything else, guys? Anything we need to bring up, mention? Whatever.
What's the release date again?
June 22nd?
Okay.
And Slipstream are in the game. I don't know if we talked about that. RC and Slipstream.
The only thing I've got a concern about it being in the UK that we don't know what pre-order characters we're going to get from various different gaming shops and internet, so we really don't know what we're getting at the moment.
Yeah, that constantly annoys me with just, like any game these days about is the pre-order thing. I don't know what they're going to do about that or.
Well, that's it. I mean, I believe
you could like pay for it. It's like I want to download it.
Well, but I believe we've got a store called GameStation. I believe it's the same company as GameStop, so they'll probably stock Shockwave.
Of course, it is. They're every game store.
Yeah. So, and like, you know,
that's why there's gonna be like a GameStop guy standing in the game section, be like, "Yeah, this is ours now. This is our turf."
I'm just hoping to give away a freebie toy, which will be cool.
DevCon's asking if RC and Slipstream are only available in multiplayer, or if they'll be in the campaign.
I don't know.
Okay.
I saw pictures of them.
And Hebert Prime says Slipstream is the Cybertronian Lindsay Lohan, so I don't get that, but
I don't think I qualify follow because Slipstream seems capable.
I think I'm gonna have to do an official Ender. What the hell are you talking about for that? You can put that up on your wall.
Over in the UK, will it be called Hero for Cybertron?
Oh man, that's the worst title for ever. I think.
he's saying that Slipstream looks anorexic.
No, Rob, they're going to be called Cybertronies.
Has he ever read a comic book?
Okay, I promised Billy I would play the clip, so he's sending it back to me.
Billy's going to explode.
Okay.
Boy, I bet this will be worth our time.
You know, I'm not previewing it, so he's sending us a wave. I can't play that from my email. I'm Billy. Sorry, Billy.
Who uses waves anymore?
Waves, is it 1996?
Waves were out of date before we were born, Billy. What is going on?
Here it is. This is Billy. This is Billy being a Decepticon. Okay. I don't know what you're doing in this clip, Billy.
Sounds like my stomach.
I'm scary, and I think we're going to get sued.
Yeah,
you ever leave
think
a tape out in a car and it gets hot and a sound like it goes from being Metallica to blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like my stomach.
I ate a mini con, like and then I put the microphone up to my stomach.
This is a wave of dying.
You made it through Audacity. Okay, cool. That was really good, Billy. Keep trying. You may actually
or not
eventually make a lot of money doing this. So,
or not.
Sound editing
somewhere else.
Yeah, somewhere else. I mean, we don't pay money to do this.
No, we don't pay anything.
So, and if we did, we wouldn't.
Yeah. So, is that it? Is that it for War for Cybertron?
Yeah, it's amazing. Buy it.
That's awesome. Okay.
Stop it. Well.
Hey,
what's the Vince DiNicola account on that game?
Zero.
That's it. Not getting it.
Hey, Tony. Tony, thank you for joining us. You're awesome.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm always available. So, you know,
nice
talk more English.
You're good people.
Cool.
It is, yes. So I'll catch you all later.
See you later, Toodles. Tony. You're the man. Thanks.
Bye.
He doesn't say Lori, but he says Toodles.
It was great.
Let's see here. I guess we can go ahead and wrap the show. For people listening live, if you're just now catching it, because it's only 9 o'clock, we'll replay the show immediately following this. I'm still jacked up on caffeine. I can't help it. So don't forget, if you're listening, go to...
So jacked up, yet so unentertaining today. Come on, man.
I know.
I know. What the hell?
I know. So,
damn it, Gilby.
Go to tfradio.net. tfradio.net. See the little Facebook box. Click on it. Sign up if you're not, and you will be eligible for our drawing, which will be on May 26th for a $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate, or a $25 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate, or RC, Transformers Animated RC. You have three prizes that you can win. So
and the grand prize.
I think actually Rob is going to contribute one of his mystery pizzas as a consolation prize.
Oh, really?
It'll still be frozen by the time he gets to you, too.
Sweet.
Don't forget the grand prize, Thunderdome with Billy.
Thunderdome with Billy. Awesome. Okay, cool. Well,
Billy, you did say you wanted to be more involved with the show.
That's true.
Billy's our cub reporter. We're going to
two
send
men
him
enter,
still.
One fish leaves. Two men enter.
See, we're all joking, but when Billy comes walking out with like a severed hand in his hair, in his like severed head in his hand, and like just covered in blood, like, did I do good, guys?
Is he carrying a boomerang or what?
Oh no, he's got like a he's got one of those like big pieces of metal, and it's like sharpened, like
awesome.
The dude from Silent Hill, you know, the Pyramid Head dude. It's like, it's supposed to be a sword, but it really just looks like a big piece of metal. And he's like, Billy's really Pyramid Head, guys. I just realized that.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think he's wheelie. What Billy, you can be back on the show again if you speak in rhyme.
He says he's got a pair of tone on fuzz. You got... The hell you got, man?
What? Dicks.
I'm not even paying attention. So, let's go ahead and wrap it up. We will be back next week.
Vegetarians eat.
Yes, we'll be back next week. Check out all our other shows, including Superhero Time, which is our Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Sentai podcast, Fanboy Versus, our comic book podcast, New Soundwave, which is going to be an Iron Man 2 extravaganza later on this weekend, Outside the Cage, which is a MMA pro wrestling podcast, RFC Throwback, which has miraculously been revived thanks to the Cybernet Space Cube for the 21st century. So, anything else, guys, before we head out?
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week unless you pay $30,000 in unmarked bills into the.
That will work too.
In which case, we're done.
Yeah. Okay, well, and guys.
And tune in next for Billy on WrestleMania.
True. Okay, guys. Thank you. We'll be back next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, JD Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.